You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Lots of economic news, and we begin with the economy today in a moment. But I just want to remind you all, we are assembling a master American playlist for hard times. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Weigh in with the rest of the nation. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. We will add your song to the playlist. Adora?
And John, it's just as you've reported, overnight oil prices jumped $4 to nearly $127 a barrel. And that's still down from highs a few weeks ago. Also this week, President Bush was talking to some electric company employees about why more offshore oil drilling, will help the struggling oil markets.
People say, well, it's not going to instantly change the problem. You're right, it's not. There's no magic wand. But it'll certainly send a clear signal to the markets that the United States is no longer going to sit on the sideline.
It certainly did send a message, and we've seen prices dip and now up. Bush wants Congress to take a last-minute vote on offshore drilling since he needs that approval to move forward. But Lisa Marganelli, our friend and author of Oil on the Brain, Petroleum's Long Strange Trip to Your Tank, that's not likely to happen, is it, that vote?
It doesn't look like it. It looks like the clock is kind of running out on it.
How do you dissect this up and down, this volatility in the oil markets?
Well, I think it's just that we don't really know what the reality of oil's price is because we don't know how people are going to behave. And consumers have been drawing back on the amount of oil that they use. Almost everybody's changed their habits. And that's what sent oil prices down. They fell about $20 a barrel. And I think what the blip upwards yesterday was the result of inventories that held by refiners being low. And we still don't know whether that really indicates that people are going to go back to their old habits and guzzle gas with abandon. I doubt it.
And what's your take on President Bush's announcing that he would lift the executive ban on offshore drilling? Does it really have an effect of how people in the market are viewing what's happening in the oil world right now?
No. I think what this is it's politics. And it also has to do with profits for the oil companies. First of all, creating kind of a standoff over drilling. Drilling is really popular with voters when oil prices are high. And so sort of showing that that Congress won't move and that he wants to move makes him look good. But, you know, the U.S. only has 3% of the world's oil reserves, and we use 25% of the world's production. This isn't going to have an effect in the short term, and it's not going to have an effect in the long term. And I would argue that we're better off leaving that oil in the ground until 20, 25, 30 years from now when it's worth a lot more and we want to pull it out and use it for petrochemicals.
That's the net effect of our strategic petroleum reserve policy. We essentially pump it back into the ground and then we sell it for a higher price. But as far as helping us strategically, it certainly doesn't do much of that. I'm interested in any sort of speculator role in this serious decline in the oil price and now a spike back up. Do you see anything like that?
You know, it's hard to know what the speculators are doing. One thing about the Democratic proposal for to curb speculation is that it involves more oversight and more number gathering. Then we'd have some idea of what the role of speculators is. Generally, speculators keep the market going, and they have to play against the kind of fundamentals of what consumers are doing and what the oil supply is. So are speculators driving it up? I have no idea. Every Wednesday, the figures on the amount of oil that's held by refiners in the tanks outside their refineries comes out. And, you know, over the past 30 years with the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the amount of oil that's held by the refiners has declined. And the more oil the refiners are holding in their tanks, the cheaper prices are. So, you know, one thing we could do is we could require that refiners hold more oil in their tanks and see if that would buffer prices.
Interesting.
And they've, of course, we should note, these oil companies have made record profits this year. And if I'm just, an ordinary citizen like myself, how should I be viewing this price swing back and forth and looking forward? Is there any way to have some sense of where we're going to be, like even, say, at the end of next month?
There really isn't. I think what you should do is plan for higher prices, and then you'll be happy even if the prices fall.
Does that work for business as well? I mean, it's fine for consumers, but can business do that?
Well, I think we need to to recognize that we don't control prices anymore. There was a time when we had the U.S. had a lot of strategies in price to really buffer prices, and one of them was refinery inventories, and one of them was a strategic petroleum reserve, and one was our relationship with Saudi Arabia. One was a real strong emphasis on energy efficiency. We've basically kind of lost all of that, partly because of changes in the oil market, partly because we just let things slide. So, I think that we need to realize that we don't control price until we put some policies in place that are really going to buffer those. We don't really have that much influence, and our main influence is taking our foot off the gas. I would like to say one other thing about offshore drilling that really burns me up that never gets talked about. You know, when oil gets pulled out of offshore, federal lands offshore, the U.S. government or the taxpayers' take is about 50% of the profits. But when U.S. oil companies are drilling in Nigeria or Algeria or Kazakhstan or Russia, they have to pay about 90% of the profits, sometimes more than 90% of the profits, to the host country. So, you know, when we okay this federal drilling, we're kind of saying, like, yeah, go ahead, make profits.
Yeah, please rip
and
us
sell
off.
Sell it to us at the world price.
Yeah.
Well, and that's certainly another segment that we'll have you come back and talk about, is that some of the subsidies of the oil industry here in the United States. Lisa Marganelli, we're always so pleased to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lisa Marganelli, she is the author of the book about the oil supply chain, Oil on the Brain, Petroleum's Long, Strange Trip to Your Tank, and she is our friend here at The Takeaway.
Kick me, I'm a taxpayer, it might be the slogan for that offshore drilling policy.
I think we do that segment.
Policy.
We talk
yes,
about
indeed.
That, absolutely.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.